The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, this is Alexis Haynes, and welcome to Recovering from Reality, where I illuminate the messy and magical path of coming home to yourself. Whether you're on the road to recovery, seeking self-care techniques for surviving the capitalist machine, or just need a moment to remember that you're not alone in your loneliness, we're serving up the ultimate truth. Your challenges don't define you. How you deal with them does. So, are you ready to recover from reality? What I love about Woman is her response. She goes, yes, I'd love to share an evening with you.
I mean, drooling on the floor.
Yeah. It's like, I'm
sliding off my seat.
Yeah. First of all, pussy instantly wet. Second of all,
share an evening with me?
Yeah, I will share an evening with you and I will bring you flowers.
I'll share a lot more with you.
Yes, I will pay your rent this month. I will take you to dinner.
You can be on my insurance at this point.
And my phone. I will take
you're
care
on
of
the
your
fucking
phone.
Family plan. If you want to share an evening with me, you're my emergency contact.
That was a quick clip from this week's episode with my lesbian wing woman. I'm so lame, you guys. Ali Colbert. So if you guys haven't heard me on her podcast, you should go listen immediately. It is a very, very funny episode. She's also on Dear Media, which is how we met. And we became fast friends to the point where the other day I sent her a picture of my boobs on Instagram. That story happens to be in this podcast. But since it is the month of love, we are catching up to talk about our love lives and to go over some stories that you guys submitted about your worst first date experiences. And they are freaking hysterical. It is Monday. I hope you guys had a lovely weekend. And I guess I just feel inspired and called to say this because it is something that I've been noticing recently is this influx of people who are really struggling with their mental health and with addiction in my DMs. I think I placed last week about 6 people in treatment and various treatment centers across the US. And I just want to say that I'm always here to listen to you guys. There's no judgment. My DMs are always open and you don't have to be ready to go to rehab, but I'm here to offer support in whatever way I can and however that looks. You know, I am noticing this influx of people needing help, and I just want to leave, I guess, a gentle reminder that my DMs are open. You are not alone. I am here for you. We can get through this. So I'm sending you all so much love. And with that, here is this week's episode. If you have not heard me on Ali's podcast, first, well, I'm not going to say, Brian will kill me if I say, before you listen to this podcast, go listen to Ali's, like the smile on his face. We're in the new studio right now, which is actually so cool too. But if you haven't heard me on Ali's podcast, immediately after this one, you need to go over there because it is an unhinged version of Alexis that many of you have probably not heard before.
It's an amazing episode.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that we connected. And now we're talking about the potential of doing like other fun projects, which is really exciting. And you've kind of been like my lesbian wing girl for the last couple of months where I've been texting Ali like, oh my God, this is what's happening. Who am I? What am I doing?
It's been a roller coaster. It really has been. Yeah. We've talked about it all. Yeah. We've seen it, photos, voice notes, everything. All my senses have been activated by your lesbian journey.
I sent her a picture of my tits the other day.
I was shocked when you sent me that. I was shocked and I was next to my girlfriend and I was picking up food to go. And we were talking about how we both have had breast reductions. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't have any scarring. And I was like, good for you. And then there was just like, truly just like tit to camera photo. It expired. And I was like, Julian, I might be able to play it once more. Come here. Look, it's Alexis's tits. And she was like not running fast enough. And it grayed out. And I was like,
I'll have to send it so Julian can have And I
was
peek.
Like, you don't get to see it. Sorry. And she was like, fuck. And I was like, you have to move fast or you don't get to see Alexis's nipples in this lifetime.
Julian's your girlfriend who was not gay before you. So you're
not
turning,
gay before
you're
me.
Turning straight girls gay, which I think is.
I'm just bringing it out in them. You know, it's like, it's definitely in there. It just needs to be shaken up for most women.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. How did you guys meet?
Julian and I, we met, oh my God. So this is what happens to me usually. Like I identify as lesbian most of the time.
Me too.
But then once in a while.
You crave the dick.
And I don't even want to say this because I don't want to like give any man hope. Like there's truly no hope for any man.
Yeah.
But like in between relationships with women, occasionally I will like interface with a guy and I'm like, oh, he's like kind of cool and interesting. And there's something about him that I'm like, am I really gay? Yeah. And I'll just like hang around him for a minute and we'll get like, I don't know. But then I realize I'm still gay.
Yeah.
But I was doing that with a guy. I was entertaining this guy and he was really handsome and he was like super like this LA guy. And I was from New York. So I was like, this is fun. He's going to take me to like parties in the hills. And he was like, I want to take you to this event in Topanga. It's like super LA. There's cannabis. There's yoga. It's like a sound bath. He's like, you could perform comedy there. And I performed comedy there and it was Julian's event. Mm. And Julian and him had been hooking up.
Oh.
And I was into him. Mm. So it was kind of like John Tucker Must Die, but with if the girls like gays. Fingered each other.
Yeah. I love that.
So then we started talking and like she was texting me all the time. And I was like, what does this like 35-year-old straight woman like want from me?
Yeah.
Like friendship? But no, I guess not.
She no. wanted you to eat her pussy.
I guess that was the story.
Julian definitely gives the vibe of living in Topanga doing sound baths.
Yeah. Julian is super like, yeah. Julian
sound
is like.
Sound bathy.
Yeah. She's like a sound bathy, like mushroom. She's like, I do mushrooms and like body's natural immunity.
Which is so interesting because I feel like you're not that.
I'm not that at all. I'm like so New York. But I feel like that's why we balance each other out. It's like the thing that you're attracted to in your partner always ends up being the thing that is like the most challenging in your relationship. It's like, wow, you're like that. And then you get to know them and you're like, wait, you're like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
I went on a date with like a TikTok lesbian icon girl like a few months ago. And I mean, we're talking like everyone is like, she's gay, right?
Yeah.
And we had this interesting conversation and you and I have like broached this, but you know, she goes, I'm gay. I've known that I'm gay my whole life, but occasionally I like to fuck a man.
Yeah.
And I've had conversations with like one of my gay best friends, Jeff. One of his dear friends and I were talking in the car just a few weeks ago, and he is gay in a relationship with a man, has been for years. And he goes, I love eating pussy. And occasionally I eat pussy.
No, that's not, that is not a thing.
That is a thing. And I will say my very best friend, Jeremy, who came out to me at 18 years old, loves to make out with me when he's drunk.
Okay,
and,
but that's
and like
a
feel my boobs and he's fucked girls. And I just think it's really interesting that like when a gay guy kisses a girl or feels a girl up or does whatever, they're still gay. But when a lesbian
because
hooks up with a guy, like you're not a lesbian anymore. And I don't even like the title, but go ahead.
My thought on that, though, is that women sometimes, even though they're lesbian, lesbians still enjoy penetrative sex. If you're a gay man, you're not like, my tongue and lips are so stimulated sexually by sucking on pussy. Like, that's not the same thing.
Are you
thing.
Saying he's not gay?
I'm not saying he's not gay. I'm just saying that that is definitely interesting. Most gay men
The pussy's
hate
a beautiful
pussy.
Thing.
Yeah, sure. Most gay men hate pussy. That's not like controversial or like homophobic. It's just like most gay men hate pussy, like obviously.
And most lesbians that I've talked to hate dick.
I don't like dick.
Hate guys.
What I'm saying, just to clarify, when I see a guy, sometimes I'll fantasize about like, is there possibility there? There's something handsome about him. There's something charming about him. I'm not like, oh God, let me see that penis.
When's the last time you fucked a man?
The last time I fucked a man was...
The smile on your face.
Well, I just would never let anyone ask me these questions except you. Otherwise, I would like punch them in the face. But for some reason, I'm like, you're Howard Stern. I guess I should talk to you about this. And I'm smiling because a part of me is like, okay, this is fun. And another part of me is like, how dare you?
I'm sorry. We can skip the topic.
No, I want to say how the last time I fucked a man, I remember it was after my last relationship. Mm-hmm. We broke up in like the end of 2019.
Oh, okay. So it's been a hot minute.
And it's a really funny story.
Okay, well then you have to tell it.
I was at a lesbian bar.
Okay.
And I was not into any of the women there.
Okay.
And they
I'm
were not-
never into the women at lesbian bars. Very rarely.
Yeah, yeah.
At the gay bar.
You? No shit. You could match with 100 people on Hinge and you're like, they're all awful. There's no one on this app for me. I'm deleting it. You True. Have like the most horribly specific taste, apparently. This is what you say.
Well, it's interesting because it's not that I have a specific taste.
Yeah.
I'll date an androgynous girl, a mask girl, a femme girl, currently dating a very pretty fucking femme girl, right?
Right.
But it's like I get the ick really easily.
Yeah, me too.
Where I'm like, no. Like one little thing in their profile will set me off and I'm like, absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But I think the ick usually happens when you're talking to someone and then you get the ick. You get like a pre-ick.
I get a pre-ick.
It's like pre-cum. Like before you even like really get to know them, you're like disgusted.
Yes.
But I was at this lesbian bar. None of the lesbian women were like interested. I wasn't interested in them. And then this really hot guy walked in. And I was like, I could get him. And then I just like, it was just like a... I don't know what it was. It was like a final like grab for something. I was just like, none of this is working out. Let me just go for that.
Were you sober?
No, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was drunk. Went to his apartment, which was like next door to the lesbian bar. He couldn't get it up. And I was like, oh, I hate men. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Never spoke to him again. Nothing. That's,
I mean, no, not after that experience. Yeah, especially.
But that's like men.
I haven't had that much experience with men because I got married when I was 20.
Right.
Right. And
yeah.
I was with Evan since I was 19. And so, yeah, like I've fucked people before Evan.
Right,
I
right.
was not like virgin status, but I didn't have experience dating men, adult men.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I did go out with Sean Penn when I was 17 a couple of times, but we didn't like, he didn't know I was 17 and we didn't do anything.
You know what I remember thinking about is I remember watching Pretty Wild
mm-hmm.
when I was growing up. And I remember the episode where you like find this like boyfriend in like Mexico or something.
Oh, the hot guy, Javier.
And I was like, yeah. God damn it. Like, I was like so annoyed that you were straight, honestly. And like, it's just like pleasing my like 15-year-old heart that like you're a lesbian here talking, like talking about like how you don't even have that much experience with men. Like my seventh grade self is like high-fiving myself right now.
What would you do if you didn't have high interest loans or credit card debt? Would you move to a new city or start a family? Through Upstart, you can pay off your existing debt quickly with a personal loan so you can tackle your next big financial goals. For many people, getting financially healthy means dropping the weight of credit card debt. But where do you start when it feels like a never-ending cycle? Upstart can help you pay off your existing debt quickly and easily with a personal loan so you can start living your life. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over a million people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. Upstart knows that you are more than just your credit score. So rather than looking at your credit score alone, Upstart's model considers other factors like your income, employment, and other information provided in your loan application to find you a smarter rate for your loan. You can check your rate without impacting your credit score in just 5 minutes for loans between $1,000 and $50,000. You can even receive funds as fast as the next business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/reality. That's upstart.com/reality. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based off your credit score, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/reality. Access to affordable health care has become much harder for women in recent years. You can gain time and peace of mind back with The Pill Club. Their licensed medical team puts your reproductive health first with access to affordable birth control, period care, and sexual wellness products all online with a subscription. The Pill Club offers birth control subscriptions prescribed by a medical professional and delivered straight to your door for free. The Pill Club carries over 120 FDA-approved brands and ships to all 50 states. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 per month without insurance. The Pill Club delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging along with fun self-care, gifts, and goodies. What's more, their licensed medical team is just a text away to give you the best reproductive health care. Sign up for birth control in just 5 minutes. You can skip the office visit and waiting in line at the pharmacy when you join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/reality, The Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Recovering from Reality listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's thepillclub.com/reality to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, thepillclub.com/reality. You must use the link to make a donation.
From Dear Media and Rom-Com Pods comes a scripted podcast so outrageously inappropriate, we can't believe they let us put it on the air.
Meet my best friend, Allie. Like, gross, close best.
Hello?
Wait, are you peeing?
Everyone loves a messy bitch. And Allie's life was about to get a whole lot messier.
Maybe 2022 is going to be my year.
Yeah, 2022 is definitely not going to be her year. Allie's going to bone, marry, and bury 3 different people. Get it? Bone, marry, bury? Like, fuck, marry, kill? I just wanted to say that, but it didn't clear legal.
Ready to play? Introducing Bone, Marry, Bury, starring Sarah Hyland, Harvey Guillen, and Tommy Martinez. Make sure to follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this.
You know who I dated for a hot minute, who I really actually liked and I blew it big time, was Neil Brennan.
Julian dated Neil Brennan.
Oh, we should talk. He's a very interesting fellow. But he gave
he's
me
an interesting fellow?
Yes, he is.
Wait, you dated Neil Brennan?
Yes, I did. Just for like a hot minute.
Where did you meet him?
And then he got really, I have this like very, talk about like an emotional bottom, like a moment of like clarity. So I was at an art installation in 2010.
Absolutely, as anyone is.
And it was like, you know, very much so like the comedy scene of LA was there. And I was there with a very wealthy man as kind of like the entourage's arm candy, as I was back in 2010. Uh-huh. And mind you, yeah, I was 18, but Tess and I lied to everybody about our age. We said we were 21 years old and that we were twins. And like, this was before, we had just signed the contract actually for our show, but no one knew about it yet.
Yeah.
And I was interested, or I got introduced to Neil, and we hit it off like right away, just great conversation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was hysterical. I had no idea who he was. Mm-hmm. Not at all physically my type, but like he is just such a good human that I was such a good human from what I could tell. Your face. You're like, is he? No, from my experience, I had a good experience with him.
Yeah.
And so we went on a date and hit it off. He took me to Ethiopian food. I got shit faced. It was awful. We went back to his place. The Ethiopian food was awful. I think he was trying to like give me more, you know,
diarrhea.
Worldly experience.
Yeah.
And I think he was probably like 35 at the time.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward, we go out. This is an awful story. So we go, he picks me up from my favorite bar, and he had opened a tab for us. And my sister Tess was there. And when we left, he didn't close the tab. He left the tab open for Tess.
Mm-hmm.
This is like my recollection. I was really drunk though.
Anyway, Tess rings up like a $5,000 tab, takes my car, leaves for Vegas. So I have no ride home. He thinks I live in LA. I don't. He thinks that I'm 21.
Where do
21.
You live?
In Westlake Village with my parents.
Yeah.
45 minutes away. You know, he thinks I'm like this 21-year-old who has like her right. little like shit together, like a totally a fake facade.
Yeah.
I'm a heroin addict. I'm like using heroin in his house. He doesn't know that I know of. It's a mess. The following morning, so we'd only gone on like 4 or 5 dates. The following morning, he's driving me home in his Prius because he's very like all about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I gave him my address. It's the little TomTom thing is telling him like an hour away.
Yeah.
And he just basically, we had like a silent ride home. And I knew that
like he was realizing he was like dropping a little kid off at her parents.
Yeah. I was like heartbroken and embarrassed. And he was like, dude, he basically had like a come to Jesus moment with me. And he was like, you need to get your fucking life together. He was like, you can't do this like whole partying in Hollywood chaos thing. He's like, I just can tell that you're going to burn your life down. And then like 3 months later, I would literally burn my life down.
Wow.
On national television. But anyway, he tried his best. And
so what? Fuck you and then drop you off at home?
No, like to be like, dude, get it together.
Right.
You know?
Right. Wow. So,
and I couldn't get it together.
The part
obviously.
That like awakened him was how far you live from well, from him.
No, I think it was like my behavior when I drank and things.
Yeah.
Like wow. that. Like, you know, it's like I can't even have sex because I'm just passed out like
yeah.
in your house. It's like, that's not cute.
Right.
It's not fun.
Wow.
You know?
That's so intense for like an 18-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, my life was.
I know. Yeah.
Pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about me and all of my escapades. I will say that I did briefly talk about the S&M firefighter guy that I fucked on the podcast.
You did?
Yeah, in the Q&A episode for the month of January.
Yeah.
And I remember it was so funny texting you.
Yeah.
And being like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm about to go and like dominate a dude right now.
Yeah, we were doing before and after calls. I think I was like in my parents' guest room. I was like, I have to take this. And you were like, I'm about to peg a fireman.
I don't know what is wrong with me.
You were really hyped for that.
I'm still hyped for it.
Are you still talking?
No. No, I'm not talking to him anymore. I saw him like 3 times total.
Mm-hmm.
He was hot.
He's like burnt out from you. He can't take it anymore. He has to recover.
It was very much so like a fun experience with a guy.
Yeah.
And not mad at it. Although, you know, I've been dry from, I haven't had sex with a girl in, I haven't had sex
in
with
like
a girl.
3 hours. Must be
no,
hard for you.
Since the end of November. It is almost February.
You haven't?
No. I haven't kissed a girl. I haven't done anything.
What about your feminine girlfriend?
No, I just started like dating her. Like I just is like very recent. She's not a girlfriend.
And you take it slow with these women?
Well,
I didn't see that
I
for
am
you.
Right now given like everything that's going
that's
on
not
in
your
my
thing.
Life. No. I resent that, Allie.
But I feel like you were in a period. Like I feel
was
like
in the U-Haul lesbian
since about
period.
August.
Yeah.
Since about August, we've been moving fast.
Yes,
this ride has been going fast.
Yes, it has.
And it's been like, you're like, okay, so-and-so is coming over. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Like I have about 14 hours of work to put in. Like you're not going, you haven't been going super slow. You've been finding people you like and kind of going all
going
in, not in a
it.
Bad way.
No, but I think I've learned my lesson now.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like I was free and I was like, oh, I need to go and like do all of this. And now I'm kind of like, okay, let's use some discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explore this.
Do you have any fantasy about marrying a woman?
Yeah. I like follow those Instagram accounts of like, you know.
Yeah.
You know the Instagram.
Like
accounts.
Lesbian wives?
Yeah, like of weddings of like girls and
oh, yeah.
like what yeah, it's definitely something. I mean if I ever were to get I don't think I would ever get married again. Like heaven forbid something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like I honestly don't necessarily believe in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, mm-hmm. outside of like I just it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like I really do know that I'm poly. I do know that, like, I don't think I could ever be in a monogamous relationship again.
But do you think the nature of being poly comes from the fact that your primary partner is a man?
No.
Are you sure?
100%. I don't think we're necessarily supposed to be with like one person the rest of our lives. Yeah. And I believe in my capability of loving multiple people. And I believe that there's lots of people out there that feel that same way. Mm. And so, no. Like, this is my dream, is to like have a commune with like chickens and goats and a farm and a garden and lots of little kids and girlfriends and boyfriends and like just
a free love.
Yeah.
Hippy dippy type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chickens, I love that we goats. Spent the vast majority of this not doing what I had you on here to do, which
okay,
was
let's go.
About horrible dates.
Let's go. Let's
it
do
it. It is the month of love, which I think is total bullshit. Like,
January is the month of love?
No, this is coming out in February.
February is the month of love.
January's over.
January's over. February is the month of love.
I mean, it is. It's Valentine's. Everyone gets like all in their feels. Mm-hmm. And then by March, April, May, they're single.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like the dating apps really get good in the spring.
It's true.
And so I asked my audience for their horrible date stories. So mm-hmm. that way you and I can explore them.
Dig in.
The first is, when I was 18, I'm a straight female. I was asked out by a man who is 26. Okay. He came over, met my mom, which it's like, okay. Can you imagine being 26, picking up an 18-year-old and meeting the mom?
Could you imagine being Neil Brennan?
Dropping me off.
He just told that story. Yes, I can imagine it.
Brought me flowers, took me to dinner, like a real first date. Later on, our mutual friends were hanging out and asked us to come over.
Okay.
We went over, started drinking, and by the end of the night, my gay male best friend was sucking my date's dick.
Jesus Christ. Did this take place at your compound?
No, not at my compound.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know where to begin with that. They have mutual friends?
I guess they have mutual friends.
Well, I mean, I guess, what do you think about that?
I think that there are a lot more guys that get their dick sucked and suck dick than they're willing to admit.
I think that's
or
true.
Or want to get their dick sucked, especially when they're drunk, by gay boys or men.
But do you think it's just wanting to get your dick sucked and it doesn't matter who's doing the sucking?
No, I think that more people are sexually fluid than they want to admit.
I think that's true. Especially for men. I mean, we give men such a hard time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we raise them to be like homophobic and anti-women and not at all tapped into that part of themselves. So like...
Right. But should they be exploring their fluidity on a date with a woman?
On a date with a woman? No. But also it's a first date and it's like shit happens, and thanks for showing me your true colors on the first date and not on like the
it's a first date shit happens. Have your gay best friend suck my dick.
Sorry.
Oops, sorry. It's a first date. You know, the bar's pretty low. Sorry about that. It's just a first date. I don't know.
But if it's going to happen, I'd rather it happen on the first date, not the 10th.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
First date, if it's going to get bad, just have it get bad.
Bad
have
right
it be
away.
So bad on the first date.
And that's what most of these stories are.
Okay.
Okay. This is a new one. The vibes were fire. He asked me to go home with him. I said, yeah. And then while driving there, he pulled up to a field and points across to his backyard. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to go through the field and then hop the fence into his backyard so his wife.
So his wife.
Wouldn't see me coming through the Ring video doorbell. Zero mentioned that he was married before that.
And this is why you don't buy Ring doorbells.
Okay, or this is why I don't subscribe to monogamy, because everybody is fucking cheating.
I honestly can tell you for a fact everyone's cheating.
Everyone's cheating. I will say I had a really close friend of mine who, like, we've kind of gone separate ways since coming out as being open. And it's like her husband does whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just like a known thing in their dynamic.
Does she know it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She knows it. I mean, she doesn't do anything, but like he does whatever. It's a fucking free for all.
Right. So many marriages I know like that.
So many. And it's always the women that like don't get the, you know.
Yeah. They don't get the perks.
They don't get the perks.
Because a lot of women are like not in touch with the fact that they like, a lot of women are like, I just want like peace and like quiet. Not necessarily to get like fucked by someone at work.
They are so, so stressed out
by someone at work. Brian, don't get any ideas. I'm calling HR if you are. I can read your mind. Really, I'm very intuitive. He's so uncomfortable right now and totally blushing because I'm
I think he's uncomfortable because he doesn't think this is funny. He thinks this is like a lawsuit. I have no idea. I have no idea Brian's personality, but I'm trying to look at him now. Are you a frat guy? Where did you go? Like IU? Well, Long Island. There you go. It's worse. Hofstra? Nothing good. Nothing good comes from a frat guy from Long Island. You're right. You're right. This is really bad. We should have someone in the room watching.
We do. The cameras.
Okay.
Okay.
I will say, if you're not cheating, you know how we said everyone's cheating?
Yeah.
If you're not cheating and you're...
You will be.
You're probably not happy. So like you could be not cheating, but you could just be like, but you're not happy when you cheat. You're miserable.
Yeah, no, it's like it's short-term happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think the reality is that it is unreasonable. Like, okay, I've been married for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. To never have like the desire to fucking fuck someone.
That's not realistic.
It's like, I want to bang. Like, let's go do it. It doesn't have to be anything more than that, or it could be something more than that. And like, okay, but I just don't think it's based in reality.
I agree.
It's out of our human nature.
You have to look, and I don't know why I'm agreeing with you, because I'm in a monogamous. Why am I?
You're in a monogamous relationship.
I'm in
but
a monogamous.
You told me about that girl that you wanted to have a threesome with in Hawaii.
Yeah, and we had a whole breakdown around that in my relationship. Mm. And I'm monogamous, and I'm heading towards like marriage,
having a baby
and all these things. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like on a cart that's just like, we're going straight to hell. And I'm like waving to people like, ah, see you in hell. I don't know. Like, we're going to have to communicate and make sacrifices and make compromises and do it for the sake of society.
I mean, and that's a sad thing. It's like, it doesn't have to be that way. Like if you're, and here's the,
no,
here's
I
all
believe
that
we can do it and be happy. I'm honestly, I'm joking, but I do believe,
you
can do it.
Do it. Of course. And also,
yeah,
you could both explore your feelings around monogamy and explore your insecurities. And I just wish people, as much as they're willing to sacrifice their autonomy and freedom to have sex with other people in a safe way, mm-hmm. that is in good communication with your partner and ethical, mm-hmm. as much as people are like willing to sacrifice that to be monogamous and just be committed to one person, I wish that people were willing to do the opposite work too, which is like, why am I jealous? Why do I feel possessive?
Right.
Why am I scared that this person's going to leave me?
Right.
All of these things that are there, period.
Yeah.
They're there. And so it's almost like you should do that work anyway.
Yeah.
Because it is the responsible thing to do before you get into a relationship like that, to unpack all of that, because your fears and your anxieties around that are going to come up whether you want to admit it or not.
Of course, I agree.
And most people just like are not willing to do that type of work.
Yeah, it's scary.
Quick break from today's episode to talk to you guys about Native. When it comes to personal hygiene, who has time to read the long list of ingredients on the back of the bottle? Some ingredients I can't even pronounce. If you are like me and you care about what's going on your body and in your body, then it's time to try Native personal care products like I did. Every Native product is thoughtfully formulated to keep you feeling and smelling fresh all day long. Best known for their aluminum-free deodorant, Native wants to help you practice safe sweats, which is why they keep their ingredients list bare naked with ingredients that you understand, like coconut oil, shea butter, and baking soda. Native deodorant checks all of the boxes: 24-hour odor protection, naturally derived ingredients, a smooth, residue-free application, and over 10 scents to choose from. Native's coconut vanilla scented deodorant, that is my personal favorite, has been a fan favorite for years, and other scents include lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, or even unscented. Recently, Native has partnered with Baked by Melissa with a collection of scents inspired by Baked by Melissa's delicious cupcake creations. From tie-dye vanilla cupcake, mint cookie cupcake, fresh peach cupcake, and ginger lemonade cupcake, they make sure to make your day a little sweeter. Now is the time to make the switch from antiperspirant to Native. When you visit their site, you can discover all of their fresh scents and maybe even try out one of their moisturizing body washes while you're at it. Smell and feel fresh all day long with Native. Get 20% off your first order by going to nativedo.com/RFR or use promo code RFR at checkout. That's nativedo.com/RFR or use promo code RFR at checkout for 20% off your first order. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm fresh products that arrive within a week, so you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you the wait and long lines and ensuring that you don't waste money on excess food. HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that can feel good. About 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. Warm yourself up from the inside out with limited-time recipes inspired by cozy classics from around the world like beef tenderloin and cheese fondue or miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. HelloFresh offers flexibility that you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. Easily change your delivery day, your food preferences, your plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. Personally, I have always been a fan of home delivery meal options. It makes my life so much easier, and I have never been disappointed by HelloFresh. They have incredible options, and my kids love it too. Green Chef is actually now owned by HelloFresh. I know that they sponsored me in the past and I have used their service on and off for years. And with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching back and forth between the brands, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. You can go to HelloFresh.com/reality16 and use code reality16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's going to HelloFresh.com/reality and using code reality16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Okay. So next date is... He kept trying to tell me that he was related to Patrick Dempsey, but he was not.
I just think it's funny the way like people will insist that they're like the things people think will get them further. Yeah. Just like being related to Patrick Dempsey is like probably the least interesting thing I've ever heard. I probably wouldn't even care if you were Patrick Dempsey. Like that sucks. I don't know. That's just like not appealing to me.
Yeah.
But I have met like I knew this one kid who like every time we hung out, he kept telling me that Bob Saget, rest in peace, was his godfather.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. Like people will just do whatever they can to fuck you. And sometimes being close to a famous person, they think will get them. I mean, that probably, does that work for people?
I think it probably works for some people.
If I were like Brad Pitt's nephew, I probably would bring it up a lot. You know what I mean? Like who would you be related to that you would like want to say that a lot?
Celine Dion.
Celine, that's a horrible choice. You would tell people what? Celine Dion was what to you?
Like my godmother or something, or like Cher. Like it would have to be someone that's like a fucking icon, goes across like every generation.
Cher's your godmother and you're like using that to get laid?
Whatever.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like someone of God's stature.
I mean, it's not like Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre.
So stupid.
Yeah.
A guy lied to me about his age by 20 years. He lived in an old folks home and we went out for soup. What the fuck?
I don't even understand how you like pull up to the old age home and are like, you like go in, you're like looking for his room number. I'm here to see.
Excuse me, nurse.
I know.
Can
what?
You imagine?
And you go out for soup.
Yeah.
You
and
think
he's
that's
like,
real?
I just need to take my pills before we leave. Like,
I know.
What the fuck? You know what's so funny? Yesterday I was out to brunch for my sister's birthday. And there was this man who was clearly in his like late 60s trying to be like 40 with a younger girl.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a sweatshirt that was for his defense training company. Like, you know. And what was so funny is like as we were leaving, he gets into his like fully like decked out Tesla.
Of course.
In the handicapped parking spot.
Oh my God.
And I was like, can you imagine going on a date with this guy? And he's like, you know, this like kind of ripped, jacked, like older man.
Yeah.
Who like has his hair in a ponytail. And then he's going to have the audacity to park in the handicapped spot.
It's like wearing the sexiest outfit and then just like a diaper underneath. It's just like, look at me with my poop all over me. It's so bad.
It's not cute. It's so bad.
It's amazing what old rich men can do. They get a lot of girls.
This one's horrible. Mid blowjob took a call from his ex.
The reason why we went through these stories and I like highlighted a few that I like, the reason why I was drawn to that story.
It happened to you?
No, it's because one time I was getting eaten out and I texted someone during it.
Oh, that's bad, Allie.
Yeah, I know. I was really drunk. And,
okay, well, if you're really drunk,
it was
that's
a man and I was a lesbian. I was
okay, fine.
So it's like
you have to close your eyes and go somewhere else.
You have to go far, far away.
I know.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah, so that was a closeted me.
Yeah,
move. But yeah, that's not okay to take calls. You could take texts. You can't take calls. You can only do emails.
You heard it here first. Emails only. He took me out of town and didn't come back to the hotel because he was banging the waitress. I mean, fuck. How do you even get... I mean, I would have called an Uber and gone home or booked my own flight.
I would have had Neil Brennan show up there immediately and drive me home to my parents' house.
Neil, please rescue.
I don't understand. At a certain point, you're picking weird people. Like, don't go away with someone that's going to do that.
Yeah, and also I said first date. So why are you going on a vacation with someone on the first date? That's weird.
Like, guys, do the work. Look inside yourselves.
This bothers me, and I've had this happen before.
Yeah.
Took me out to dinner, told me I can buy anything I want on the menu, have whatever, and then just sat there and watched me eat.
That's happened to you?
Yeah. Where they're like, I'm good. I'm not hungry.
Is that a fetish?
I don't know, but that is so bizarre, and there's nothing more awkward. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have the filet mignon. Like, he said I can get whatever. Like, okay, well, then I'm having the fucking filet.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't order?
And then he's like, no, I'm good. I had a late lunch. What the fuck?
That's unacceptable.
Awkward. Order a fucking salad. I don't care.
I've never heard of that happen. And what do you say? Do you not say something?
No, I mean, it was the first date. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Say something. Why would you not say that this is a little strange, no?
I don't know. I don't have the balls that you do, Allie.
I would be like, I think this is weird. I don't need to eat this. Then let's go somewhere else.
And then the worst is this, and I know that I've done this before to people, is she goes, I'm a teacher. He talked the entire time about how much he hated teachers.
Yeah.
I left. How many times have we said something like, I hate this or that? And the person's like,
I am that.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
Here's the thing about teachers.
Okay.
Out of all the groups, don't we consider all teachers frontline workers?
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Like during the pandemic, we were clapping.
Yeah.
And people are going to hate that I say this, but I'll say it anyway. Like we were clapping for like nurses and like hospital workers.
Yeah.
I would say teachers are the group of emergency workers that have the highest number of cunts in that group. Like I have to be honest. Like, if you're not thinking about the fact that you've had one teacher who you truly think is like evil.
I've had multiple.
Oh, if you talk to people, so many people have been traumatized by teachers.
It's
and
true.
Like teachers, I thank you for your work, but like there's a huge group of you that are assholes.
It's true.
So like we should start talking about that. Maybe that's why you guys are paid so little. I'm joking.
Okay.
That was a joke. That was a stand-up joke.
I'll take it.
Yeah, whatever. It's a fucking joke. I don't really mean it. Teachers, you're great.
I mean, some of you are.
But if you think teachers suck, DM me. Teachers suck. I was the person on this date. No, I'm joking. I've had a lot of teachers that are amazing.
I've had a lot that are awful.
But some are really mean. Some
I will
are mean
say,
to
like,
kids.
My fourth grade teacher basically fucked me for the rest of my school career. Like, it was so traumatic that okay, that sounded bad.
Fourth grade teacher fucked me.
Fucked me up. Like,
yeah.
To the point where, like, I never did good in school again because I was so just traumatized because I could not understand the information.
Yeah.
And I just needed help. And she was so sick of me and so mean.
Yeah.
So, Miss Penny, you can suck my dick. Miss Penny Sullivan at Red Oak Elementary.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. You were fucking awful.
Yeah.
And I know that this is true because.
And I feel that about Weston Middle School, Mr. Evans, tech class. You were a fucking asshole. Yeah. Fuck you. I asked him how to use a saw in woodwork and he said, you just cut.
You're like, this is not helping.
I was like, are you kidding me? I'm going to go home and cut myself. Do you know how dark of a place I'm in?
So bad.
It's upsetting.
My oldest daughter's kindergarten teacher was, that was a rough year. And I thought she would never want to go back to school again after that because it was just, her teacher was pretty fucking awful.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for anyone as we wrap up here? Some love advice?
Some love advice?
Yeah.
Like how to get love?
Since you're kind of my love guru that
how
I text.
How to get love, keep love.
I text you with all of my lesbian matters or just sex matters.
I guess
matters
we'll call
general.
That love.
We,
I don't know if that's love advice we've been giving
I'm
each other.
I'm texting you with all of my sex issues. Texting you pictures of my tits.
Everyone wants to hack my phone right now.
How good were my boobs though?
Your boobs are beautiful. You have no scarring whatsoever.
No, they're really good.
I was, yeah, I mean.
I know.
Yep.
I lucked out. I won the titty lottery.
You lucked out. My boobs have scars.
Should just have it redone by my doctor and you won't have scars.
I feel like I should probably be seeing every one of your doctors.
Although I will say you're in a long-term monogamous relationship now and Julian doesn't care. So you might as well just
sound off it away.
No one else is going to see those tits ever again.
I guess that's true. It's just me.
Just you and Julian.
Yeah.
And I guess you probably wouldn't be the one carrying the babies.
I don't think so, no.
No, that's not your vibe.
Me. No, that's not my vibe at all.
That's very much so, like, I can tell she wants to have kids. Like, yeah, she is like, I want to be a mom.
She wish she was breastfeeding this morning. She, like, wakes up from naps. She's like, I wish I could breastfeed right now.
I think she's going to have different feelings once she actually starts breastfeeding.
I know. Well, we'll see what
happens.
We'll
see. Yeah. Although I will say, I loved parts of it. And then I was like, oh my God, give me my fucking body back.
I know. Isn't that strange? You become like a vehicle for children.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, it'll be a good experience.
But a vehicle for something beautiful. A miracle. Like a miracle bus.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Love advice.
Yeah. I want to know, like, what are your, I mean, sentiments for people?
I think about this a lot. I mean, I think about for women, think about how important it is to... This is where I see a big pitfall for women. It's getting off the app, getting the number, and then the time between getting from the app to the date.
Mm.
If you spend too long talking on the app, the date, it dies.
I 100% agree. I asked like 3 main questions.
Mm-hmm. What are the 3 main questions I need to know?
I mean, they're different for men and women.
Okay. Sure. What are the 3 main questions for whoever
you are? For women, it's, okay. Well, I guess it changes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But for women, it's like, you know, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that I'm like my relationship dynamic?
Mm-hmm.
And what part of town do you live in? Because like, I'm sorry if they're in like Koreatown. I'm not driving to fucking Koreatown.
I appreciate those 3 questions.
To go to your apartment.
Yeah.
And for when I was trying to weed out to find that one guy, it was a million of this. Multiple times. Fuck, marry, kill.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah.
Wow, men get way more fun questions. Jesus.
No, because I need to weed out the Trump supporters right away because I know that the Trump supporters aren't willing to get like tied up and spit on.
You'd be surprised probably.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not interested in
tying them up. I do not want to tie up a Trump supporter and spit on them. I only tie up and spit on Democrats. If you like Hillary, I love to peg you. Bizarre. Interesting preference. You put that on your app.
But it's like, I don't want to please them at all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because they get pleasure out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want, no.
You're like, I will only tie up and gag Bernie supporters. The bizarre line you draw on the sand.
Oh my God. My abs hurt from laughing so much. No, it's like, I just want to weed, like if you're a Republican.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
You only bought them for Republicans?
Get the fuck away from me. Yeah, that's kind of like my main one. And then my other one is like, do you have STDs? And it's
like, look at the questions you give men.
It's straight to the point.
Do you have herpes on your penis and you don't like Donald Trump? The women, you're like, I just want to let you know these are my boundaries and curious what part of town you're in so that I could... see you more frequently and it could be with more ease.
It really is that. And the biggest thing for me and Chris, the reason it didn't work is because of the distance. Like, I don't know how long distance lesbians do.
Where, how far were you guys?
She was in Orange County and it was like, I can't. She was like getting she wasn't getting resentful, but like she was having to drive to me and stay at my house all the time because I've got kids and all. And it's like, I just want to be able to go to your apartment in West Hollywood and spend the night once a week.
Yeah. Wow.
And there wasn't that option because it was like, I can't drive 2.5 hours to Orange County.
There's literally long distance relationships in LA.
There is.
It's just like LA is so daunting to get. Like, I won't go across town. If you're in the east side, it's like,
I agree.
We're never going to hook up.
No, we're not. Yeah. We will, you know, we can send cute flirty texts and stuff like that. But like, I cannot do it. And I don't
Alexis will only sext with you if you live on the east side.
I love
it. It will
sexting.
Not go further. She just said it here now.
Sometimes I just do that. Like sometimes I'm on the apps and I'm just like, what's your snap? And then I'll send them a picture
what's
of my
tits. What's your snap? Yeah. Are you 15?
I'm 15.
What is your snap?
I'm like, what's your snap? And I will send them a picture of my tits. Girls only. Actually, that's not true. I did it for one guy.
Girls only.
But it's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to actually see you IRL. Like, I just want to
send you a picture of my tits and knowing then I want you're you in Los Feliz and hope, can't come to me.
I hope you'll send me a picture of yours back.
And does that, what does that do for you, seeing tits?
I mean, you know what it does for us.
It doesn't.
Really?
I don't go
oh
crazy for that.
I just love women's bodies.
I love women's bodies too, but I'm not like, oh, look at this booby picture.
I am. Wow. Like if you have good boobs, I'm like, I will sit there and suck on your tits for an hour before I even go down on you.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting a photo of boobs.
Yeah.
Women is Allie, being in their energy. Alexis, I'm not going to have this fight with you.
It's not just the picture. It's not a picture of just tits. That's the beginning. And then
so you're getting a whole fucking Hitchcock film over your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like to receive videos and footage. Your kids are in the other room screaming. You're like getting this woman to send you like 100 photos.
I mean, listen.
But the beauty of women is so much in their like presence, their energy.
It is.
You know what I mean?
You can have that via a text conversation or.
I love a good text conversation.
In real life.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah.
The other thing with, I would say is, especially with dating, is like, you got to be busy. You got to be busy. It's not pretending that you don't have time to reply it's not playing the game. It's being committed to yourself to the point where you have things going on. I have someone 100%. Going on at work. I have friends. Oh, I got to deal with this. I got to deal with that for you. It's like, I got to deal with my kid. I got to deal with girlfriend number one, girlfriend number two. I got to deal with the husband. I got to deal with the Malibu place. You're staying busy. You can't just be on your phone receiving 500 photos of titties.
That's true.
Even though that's the dream for you.
This newer girl that I love titty pics. This new girl that I've been talking to, I think the reason it's going slow is because of that. I'm just in a really busy season of my life. Mm-hmm. And so she texted me yesterday at like 11 a.m. and I didn't get back to her until 9 at night.
Well, that's pretty long, actually. That's a long window.
You would die. You would die.
I would flip the fuck out.
I honestly was that busy that day. So
I don't know about that. You guys, within reason, I don't know if that relationship will go anywhere. I just want to say that.
Noted. But yeah, so I agree with that. Staying busy, prioritizing yourself. And I think too many people are like really, it's so interesting because I feel like, especially as lesbians, but even in general, women are like, okay, so what are we? And it's like, just explore it. Become friends first. Like explore this, take it slow. And then when the other person is worthy enough of even being considered of being like a partner or something else, then broach that conversation. But it doesn't have to be on the fifth date.
100%.
And date multiple people at once, please. You should have a fucking rotation.
Oh, you better have a roster.
Yeah.
And 100%. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm talking to this person. I'm talking to this person. I don't say you don't have to sleep with everyone.
I don't sleep with
a lot of people.
Yeah. I'll kiss and like feel them up and stuff like that. I sound so misogynistic right now.
But I always end up sounding misogynistic when I talk about getting women.
I don't understand
why. Even getting women. It's like, they're not objects, Allie.
It's so hard though. It's like,
it's so hard because they kind of are.
But we're just like, horny women. I don't understand.
This is what I was saying. I was saying this on my podcast the other day that just like when I talk about getting women, I just feel like I'm such like a, I end up embodying this masculine energy.
I'm like,
I want to be Brad Pitt and just like get these women and just like treat them to dinner. And then just like, I'm like, you're mine.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely, it's so fucked up.
With girls, I'm very much so more, and it's hard because I've dated a more mass girl and like two androgynous girls. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I find myself like wanting to be, I can't do it. I'm not a pillow princess. I just can't.
Because women are like so complicated and like sexy and like just like difficult. And you want to just like take care of them and just like,
yeah.
Like we as women know how hard it is. So we're just like, God, I want to just like fuck you and show you that I like yeah. you and like
and
take
cook
care
you
of
breakfast.
You.
Yeah. And like clean your apartment.
Yeah. I want to write you a
your
thoughtful
laundry.
Text and make you coffee so fucking bad.
It's really that way.
I know. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I know.
But it was so, because yesterday I texted this girl and I was like, I'd love to take you out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Daddy Alexis.
And
Daddy Lex. This is your alter ego.
She just sent me
Daddy Lex.
She just sent me a 3-minute voice text.
That says what?
Should we listen? No, yeah. We can't do that on the podcast. But she says,
I'll pretend I'm the voice.
But this is what I just love about
women.
No,
say the text and I'm going to pretend it's the voice. Hi, Alexis. I'm so glad you want to take me to dinner. I didn't know you were such a daddy. Where are we going? Are we going to Wobby on Rose?
This is not what she sounds like at all. But what I love about women is her response. She goes, yes, I'd love to share an evening with you.
I mean, drooling on the floor.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm sliding off my seat.
Yeah. First of all, pussy instantly wet. Second of all,
share an evening with me?
Yeah, I will share an evening with you and I will bring you flowers.
I'll share a lot more with you.
Yes. I will pay your rent this month. I will take you to dinner.
You can be on my insurance at this point.
And my phone. I will take
you're
care
on
of
the
your
fucking
phone.
Family plan. If you want to share an evening with me, you're my emergency contact. So seductive.
Okay. Thank you for all of your input and for allowing me to basically sit here and abuse you, force you to answer uncomfortable questions.
Absolutely.
And
anytime.
Get into some difficult topics. I appreciate it. If you haven't listened to the Ali Colbert Show on Dear Media, then you fucking should be. Where can everyone follow you online?
I'm Ali Colbert on everything. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. The podcast is also the Ali Colbert
Show. I love
Show.
Your TikTok.
Thank you.
It's a lot of her stand-up. The lesbian jokes are primo.
Thank you.
On TikTok. You. Here for it. Okay, thanks. This week's affirmation is, I am capable of handling anything that comes my way. And so it is. If you enjoyed this week's episode, do me a favor. Follow along with us. Leave a review. It means so much to me. There are new episodes of Recovering from Reality every Monday, and you can follow me on social @recoveringfromreality or visit my website, recoveringfromreality.com.